KD Country 94 weather.
Come join the hometown team. Bomgars is hiring to fill team member roles in all positions, from manager trainees to seasonal staff. We offer competitive wages, flexible schedules, weekend shift differential, and an employee discount for all employees. Stop by your local store on Tuesday from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. We'll be holding interviews and making employment offers on the spot. Bomgars, we hope to see you there.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 62. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Jewell County Community Foundation is now accepting applications for spring grants. Online applications open March 1st and are due Wednesday, May 1st. This year, over $45,000 in grants is available to charitable projects in Jewell County. This cycle will fund local community projects that meet one or more of the following criteria. Programs and projects that address education, healthcare, community social services and security, conservation, environment, arts and culture, and community beautification. And projects that improve the quality of life for Jewell County residents. Funding for the spring grant cycle is provided by the Jewell County Community Fund and the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund. Grants are limited to communities in Jewell County and will be awarded through a competitive application process. Nonprofit organizations, government and public entities, educational institutions, and churches are encouraged to apply. Applications must be submitted online by 11:59 p.m. on May 1st. Complete funding criteria and the grant application are available online, jewellcountycf.org/grants. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Linton meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. with Linton service to follow at 6:15 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit, and that will be this Wednesday, March the 6th, and every Wednesday through March the 20th. There'll be a community luncheon, dine-in, or curbside carry-out, meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, and that'll be Thursday, March the 7th, 11 to 12:30, Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell Avenue in Beloit, free will donation to help others. Beloit FFA Producers Night Out. Join them for a meal followed by a presentation covering mental health and agriculture in rural areas. Speaker is Will Stutterheim, a mental health counselor. RSVP by March the 8th. The event takes place Tuesday, March 19th at Beloit High School at 6:30. And to RSVP, you can call 785-620-7557. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Beisner trying to get it in, gets it to Gerstner. Gerstner holds the ball, checks the clock, dribbles out the remaining time. And Beloit wins. Your final score, Beloit 47, Nemaw Central 40. For the first time since 2020 and for the 20th time in school history, the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team is headed to the state tournament.
Blood Trojans, one of three teams from the immediate area and six from the NCKSSports.com area, making it to the state tournament. We'll have a recap of sub-state championship Saturday, and the state brackets are out as well. Look at college hoops this weekend. Some big stories in women's college sports, a new all-time scoring leader, and a softball win streak snapped, and an update on NASCAR. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Again, three immediate area teams are headed to the state basketball tournament next week as the Beloit Trojans won the 3A sub-state championship at Riley County Saturday evening, beating Nemaha Central 47-40. In 1A Division II, the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays claimed sub-state titles on both the boys' and girls' side. The boys beat Victoria 51-47 in the first game, and in the second game of the night, the Lady Jays punched their ticket to state with a 69-47 win over Pawnee Heights. Three other NCKSSports.com area teams are headed to state. They're all boys' squads from the North Central Activities Association. In 3A at Hoisington, Ellsworth beat Haven 45-25 at the boys' title game. Southeast Saline won their home sub-state in Gypsum over Santa Fe Trail 57-51. And in 2A, Sacred Heart took the Waubonsie sub-state title with a 52-45 win over Bennington. The Concordia boys were in the 4A sub-state championship at McPherson, falling to the Bullpups 64-29. Also playing for a chance at state from the area on the girls' side, Smith Center suffered a tough 54-50 loss to Hoxie in the 2A sub-state title game in Oakley. And Ellsworth lost 48-39 to Haven in the Hoisington 3A sub-state championship on the girls' side. State basketball tournament brackets have been released and can be found at NCKSSports.com. And 3A boys on Wednesday in Hutchinson, Beloit the number one seed at 22-1, and will take on 8 seed Topeka Hayden, which is 8-15. Tip-off will be at 2 o'clock Wednesday, pregame at 1:40 on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Also in 3A boys, Ellsworth 19-4, the number 5 seed, facing 4 seed 20-3 Wellsville at 4, while Southeast of Saline, the number 7 seed from the NCAA, they're 14-9. They'll take on 21-2 Cheney, the number 2 seed at 6. The nightcap at 8 features 20-3, number 3 Goodland against 17-6, 6 seed Riverton. In 1A Division 2, the boys' state tournament gets underway Wednesday for the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. The number 7 seed at 14-7. They'll play number 2 Axtell, which is 21-2, at 6 o'clock. Pregame from Great Bend at 5:40 on Z96.3 Through the Lake and KatyCountry94.com. The St. John's Tipton girls will open their state tournament run on Thursday night. The Lady Jays are the number 6 seed, 16-5. They'll face number 3 Wallace County, which is 20-3. Tip-off will be at 8. Pregame at 7:40 on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Again, for a full look at the state tournament brackets for all classes, visit NCKSSports.com.
Hunter with the three.
Got it! And not done just yet as Hunter hits the three. Baylor had a chance to push it to 10.
Unfortunately for number 7 Kansas, that was the final basket that they would make in an 82-74 loss to number 15 Baylor Saturday in Waco. In a tight game in the second half, Baylor went on a 13-2 run. They led by just one around the 14-minute mark, stretching it to a 12-point lead with 10 minutes left. Ray J. Dennis led Baylor with 19. Jaden Nuss scored 18. KU got 20 points each from Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough, who was back in the lineup for the first time in 2 weeks. KU coach Bill Self acknowledged that 13-2 run in the second half was a big part of the downfall.
Dennis and Nunn, I don't know exactly how the points went nuts, and then Missy killed us on the short roll a couple of times in which we didn't guard it at all. And then we had a couple of really bad offensive possessions, cross-court passes, which lead to runouts. You know, we obviously just had a bad stretch. And when you're playing a good team on the road, you know, you can't afford to have a four-minute bad stretch like that.
Kansas is now 21-8, 9-7 of the Big 12. Baylor improved to 21-8 and 10-6.
Lukosius off the curl for three. Lukosius hits it! 10.6 to go!
That three put Cincinnati up 74-72 over K-State Saturday night, and they went on to win by that final. After fighting back from a 13-point deficit in the second half, K-State took a 72-71 lead on a Tyler Perry three-pointer with 1:16 left. Wildcats made a stop, and at the end of the shot clock on their next possession, Perry missed a three, giving Cincinnati the chance to hit the three-pointer to go ahead by two. Perry turned the ball over with 2 seconds left, and after a missed free throw by Cincinnati and a K-State rebounded timeout, Arthur Kaluma's inbound pass up the floor went out of bounds as time expired. Perry had a big game for K-State, 26 points on just 10 shots, going 6 of 8 from 3 and 6 of 6 at the free throw line. In the end, it wasn't enough for Jerome Tang's squad.
Every night it's like this, and it's tough when you're on the short end of it. Hats off to Cincinnati. They did a great job, you know, for most of the game. And then, you know, when they gave up the lead, they could have stopped, but they didn't. They made a big play, and that's what happens in this league. Players make plays.
K-State's now 17-12, 7-9 of the Big 12. Since he improved to 17-12 and 6-10. Other Big 12 scores from Saturday. Number 1, Houston slipped past Oklahoma, 87-85 in Norman to move to 13-3 in the conference. Still a game ahead of number 8, Iowa State, which won 60-52 at UCF to improve to 12-4 in the Big 12. Texas won at home 81-65 over Oklahoma State. Texas Tech won 81-70 at West Virginia. And BYU beat TCU 87-75. On the women's side of the Big 12, number 15, K-State and KU had their final games of the regular season. The Wildcats jumped out to a 36-17 halftime lead and rolled to a 73-49 win at Texas Tech. Serena Sundell and Gabby Gregory led K-State with 13 points each as K-State goes into the Big 12 tournament at 24-6. Kansas looks as though they've locked a spot in the NCAA tournament, winning their ninth game at 11 tries, meeting the top team in the conference Saturday, number 20, Oklahoma, 83-74 in Lawrence. Samaya Nichols scored 29 and Holly Kirschgatter added 26 in the win for KU. They're 18-11 going into the conference tournament. For a full look at the weekend scores, visit Big12Sports.com. Also in women's hoops on Sunday, Iowa's Caitlin Clark netted 18 points to pass Pistol Pete Maravich for the most points in NCAA Division I history on the men's or women's side. She passed the mark in the first half and finished with 35 points on the night. In number 6, Iowa's 93-83 win over number 2, Ohio State. Clark now has 3,685 points in her career heading into the Big Ten tournament. There was another big story in women's college sports on Sunday.
Ground ball to Langliers. And Louisiana has done it as they defeat the Oklahoma Sooners 7-5, and the 71-game win streak comes to an end.
That was the first loss for the three-time defending national champion, number 1, Oklahoma, since falling against Baylor back on February 19th, 2023. OU's now 18-1 this season on the softball field, while Louisiana improved to just 10-12. You can read more about the game at Soonersports.com. Finally, in sports in NASCAR, Kyle Larson swept all stages in a dominant win at Las Vegas on Sunday. The win also put Larson ahead by 8 points over Ryan Blaney in the Cup standings. After 3 races, next up, the drivers will head to Phoenix this Sunday afternoon. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.